Welcome to Yo 11 Minutes. Yo 11 Minutes, mostly Vegas, no BS, casino experience, and more. Today's episode, airline bumping. Show me the money. Involuntarily giving up, involuntarily giving up your seat. This is episode 74, and it's season 3, bitches. Michael Traeger is a casino and travel loyalty expert who also helps people turn their travel dreams into reality. And now your host, Michael Traeger. How's it going, Michael?
I'm doing great. I'm back from Finland. Did you miss me a little bit?
No, I'm just kidding. Of course, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what. I was more jealous of you instead of missing you because you got to go sledding with huskies. So that is just awesome. That and of course, you know, the Northern Lights. Some things that were not, I was not jealous about was the fact that you ate reindeer. I wouldn't bring myself to do that personally. You sure ate a lot of reindeer, Michael.
I know, but it's sustainable. It's good for the environment. Population control.
Tasty?
Actually, yeah. Tastes more like filet mignon than venison.
I would not have expected that. That's
yeah, no, it was really good. And I loaded up on my Spotify, my favorite song, Grandma Got Run Over by Reindeer.
there's a picture you sent me of a guy dressed as Santa Claus. Was his job to serve the reindeer to people?
No, his story was that he was looking for his reindeer. Oh man,
there would have been a very dark humor restaurant if there was like a Santa Claus serving you like carved up reindeer. I think that would
have... there are more reindeer than people in Lapland.
Oh wow,
I don't know the exact numbers. I can't rattle the numbers. I'm not doing that. But it doesn't matter. Let's see how much someone's listening and they'll correct us. Somebody tell us in the show notes how many reindeer there are in Lapland. Anyway, we're going to get to that on a different episode because we have other stuff to do today. Do we have a news story today or not? Is that
it? No, we do not. Slow news day. Was scouring the internet all day. Nothing. Checked my press releases. It was all, you know, this company's releasing their first quarter results and stuff like that. It wasn't anything like something brand new is opening. You know, it's always like, three people got shot dead. Yeah, you know, it's just more local news than anything. There wasn't really anything for a wider audience. So, yeah, we've got some extra time today because of that.
Okay, cool. Well, we have some little extra special things to go on. And the first ever Yo 11 contest.
Ooh.
Because, like you said, it's season 3.
Season 3, bitches. Yeah.
So we have a contest, and the contest is to win one of my favorite books. Believe it or not, I bought this book in 2009. It is one of the most well-read craps books out there, and the name of it is Casino Craps for the Winner, and we're going to get to that a little bit later. But first,
we should probably get on with the tease.
Okay, so we have, and I've prepared a couple of slides for you today for this, but if you happen to see my tweet the other day, I arrived back in New York on Friday evening, missing the final flight to Charlotte, not missing it on, I knew I was going to miss it, and I overnighted at the TWA hotel, would love to talk about that sometime, and the next day I was flying from JFK to Charlotte. And it happened to be that I tried to get onto an earlier flight and cleared the wait list and then was kicked off that flight.
That sucks.
Yeah, it really does. And I figured I would tell the little story about all of this stuff. I've been tweeting a little bit about knowing your rights. So everybody, and this is just like a overall education. So you've heard of the term bumping before, And the practice of bumping is not illegal. And in the show notes, we've given you a link to the U.S. Department of Transportation page that talks about bumping and overselling. And the practice, the business practice of bumping is not illegal. And airlines oversell their scheduled flights to a certain extent in order to compensate for no-shows. So basically, airlines are selling more seats than they have just because they expect there to be a certain number of no-shows. And they have an algorithm that is very, very good. And most of the time, airlines correctly predict the no-shows and everything goes smoothly. But sometimes passengers are bumped as a result of these oversale practices. And what happens for an airline then is you have two types of denied boarding. And you have a voluntary denied boarding and an involuntary denied boarding. Now, we'll first deal with the voluntary. The voluntary is, so when an airline has oversold and most everyone's shown up for the flight, and they've got four people that need to be put on the flight, and they don't have those four seats, and those people are legitimately at the gate, and they were booked on the flight, airlines will ask for volunteers. And I'm sure you've heard of that before. And they basically ask, you know, is anyone willing to give up their seat and take the later flight? And they start at $150, $200. And it can actually go up to as much as $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000, depending on the situation. The reason why airlines do this is because when they can get people to volunteer, that is good for them. And you might say, why? They've got to pay out all this money. Because they don't get dinged with regard to statistics with the Department of Transportation. Because as long as they can get the volunteers and they can put them on other flights, then all of the statistics with the Department of Transportation look cool because it looks like they haven't done anything. The Department of Transportation frowns upon not getting volunteers and involuntarily denying boarding. Why is that? Well, because yes, bumping is a business practice that is allowed, but it's allowed because the airlines are supposed to be controlling it properly. And if they're not controlling it properly and they can't get volunteers and they have to deny people boarding, that's a really bad thing. And there are statistics that are kept on that denied boarding because everybody hates the fact of being told that, you know, you can't fly because we don't have a seat for you and we don't have a volunteer. So you are shit out of luck and you're going to have to get on the next flight. And that's why they have all of these rules in place. And that's why involuntary denied boarding or bumping is really, 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 really bad thing, and airlines try to avoid it. And in my circumstance, it was a little bit odd because I was actually given a boarding pass, and I boarded the flight, and there was somebody in my seat. And even though I was the valid person for that seat and there was someone in the seat, they couldn't figure out what to do. So they basically had to offload me from the plane so that they could take off and leave. So basically, though, I was legitimately given a boarding pass for this flight. I legitimately boarded the flight. I did everything that I was supposed to do, and they kicked me off the flight, you know, in sort of terms. You know, obviously, I volunteered to walk off the plane and not be dragged because I prefer that. And what happened after that is I had approached the gate agents at the airport, and I basically said to them, you know, they said, hey, we're sorry, but, you know, it just sucks, but you're not getting on the flight. And I said, that's fine, but we need to talk about compensation because I know, and also Gary Leff of View from the Wing has been extremely helpful to me before in discussing this, and we were chatting about it a little bit while it was happening. And basically, I said, hey, by the Department of Transportation rules, you have involuntarily denied me boarding here by kicking me off the flight, and you didn't. They should have asked for volunteers and tried to get me a seat, but they didn't do any of that. And I said, that's fine. I get it, but you need to compensate me because you weren't supposed to do that. You've also wasted my time. You could say you embarrassed me because I had to stand there and get off the seat plane, but I wasn't really embarrassed about that. I mean, maybe someone thought I was an idiot, but, you know, obviously everyone knows you need a ticket to get on an airplane. So, and the gate agents at JFK were not happy about this. And basically told me I didn't know what I was talking about and that I wasn't owed any compensation because I wasn't really supposed to be on that flight anyway. And that's where the big bone of contention comes in here, because even if you're on the standby list for a flight, once you're cleared from the standby list and once you're given a boarding pass, and especially once you have boarded the flight, you are the same as every other passenger on that flight. You are not a specific kind of category that means that you should not, you know, that you should be treated differently. And I explained this to the gate agents. I told them they were violating Department of Transportation rules. They didn't seem to believe they were because they said they do this all the time and alluded to the fact that I don't know what I'm talking about. So I tried really hard to, you know, get them to explain this to them. So hopefully they would give me some compensation, miles or dollars, and we could all go on our way and I'd board the next flight, but that wasn't happening. And so when that didn't happen, we composed a letter to American Airlines asking, you know, telling them what happened. And they admitted the fact that, yeah, they were wrong. I was not supposed to be denied boarding. And the letter is a little bit funny when you read it, because the letter from American Airlines, their response is sort of interesting, because from reading your correspondence, it's clear that you didn't have the best time traveling with us on April 13th. I'm like, yeah, that's true. And they said they wanted to extend their apologies and they understand how frustrating it is to be given a seat and then to find out it's already occupied. And they basically said, they actually said exactly what I just said, which the gate agents disagreed with, is, however, once you are allowed to board the flight, you should have been treated as a confirmed passenger and given options for denied boarding. Because another part of this is they're supposed to give you a little list of things from the Department of Transportation that tells you you've been denied boarding and what your rights are. And they actually didn't do that either on the flight, which is another violation because they're supposed to. But of course, the gate agents didn't agree that they were involuntarily denied boarding. Now, the juicy part is, what do I get for this? Well, since I arrived home more than 2 hours, the length of delay was more than 2 hours, and that was on one of the slides that you saw, I am supposed to get 400% of the one-way fare that's published for the airline for this flight, and it's limited to $1,550 if 400% of the one-way fare is higher than $1,550. And it turns out that I actually was in first class. I accepted a downgrade for standby because I wanted to get home early, and it was only an hour and a half flight. So basically, by the book, American Airlines owes me 400% of the lowest first class fare on that flight. And my research yesterday shows that the lowest first class fare on that flight is $643. So 400% of that is $2,500. But as I said, that maxes out as $1,550 cash. So I'm in negotiation right now to see if they're going to pay me the $1,550 that they owe me. But that's the story. Movestro, do you have any questions, or does all this make sense? Are you aware of, I mean, you're obviously aware of bumping and flying and all that kind of stuff. You've run into that before.
Actually, I've heard of that before. Luckily, I haven't run into that before, but it is interesting. I didn't know that when they ask for volunteers, I've been on a plane where they ask for volunteers, and I usually just don't volunteer because I'm like, no, it makes no sense. I'm going to go where I'm going to go. I'm not going to be on standby because I've been on standby before and that sucks. And I'm not doing that. So it's just like, nope. Mm-mm. So I never volunteered. But now it's nice to know the reason why they're asking for volunteers is to cover their asses. Because I didn't know that's why they were doing it. So they're trying to save some money and they're trying to cover their asses so it doesn't look bad for them. So I did not know that. Now I know.
Yeah, they're covering their asses because they don't want – because there's a statistic by the Department of Transportation – on a broad sense, and I'm not like super expert on this, but there's a statistic that says how many people are involuntarily denied boarding. And that's like one of the worst statistics for an airline. So obviously if they can get volunteers, they don't have to do it. So like me, I'm like the bad statistic, you know, like they don't want that statistic to happen. So it sort of makes, so that's, there's really a reason for, you know, reason for the oversell. And you know, another thing people ask me all the time, oh my God, but they're offering the volunteers $500 or $800 and they oversold the flight. We have to remember when flights are very full, and especially today, and the fares are expensive, they might oversell the flight. And those seats that they sell, those last few seats that they sell, they might be $800, $1,000, $1,200. So from a like commercial standpoint, people are buying seats for $1,000 or $1,200. And they know if their algorithm isn't right and they ask for volunteers, they're probably only going to pay those volunteers out $500 or $600. So commercially, it actually makes sense, you know, for them to oversell the flight if they're overselling what we call full Y or full F or close to full fares. So it actually commercially makes sense to oversell the flight because chances are you're going to pay the volunteers less money. So if you sold the ticket for $1,200 and you pay the volunteers $600, the airline still made an extra $600. So that's another thing to think about too.
Well, all that stuff is good to know. Before we get going, is there anything on your mind that you would like to share?
Yes. Other than the fact that you should know your rights and remember, if you have a boarding pass for a flight and you are denied boarding and you're at the gate, go to this Department of Transportation page. Keep it on your notebook on your phone and, you know, just know your rights. Always feel free to reach out to me if you want to know more about those things. Happy to answer any questions. Also read Gary Leff at View from the Wing. He has lots of info about that kind of stuff. So the contest today. So we have a great contest today. It's going to be in the show notes. It's rather easy. We'd love for you to basically leave a comment about this episode. Anything you want. You want to tell us like your best Baccarat strategy, go for it. Knock yourself out or give us something like that. We would like you to share this episode on social media, wherever you want to share it. We don't care. It's good for us. We'd like to get the word out about Yo 11. We'd like you to join the TravelZork email list if you haven't already. Don't worry. We won't spam you. We haven't sent an email in like 3 months. We send at most once a month. And then we're just going to ask you to send an email to tips@travelzork.com before April 20th. In the subject, put Yo 11 Contest, April 16, 2024. Just tell us where you shared the episode or provide a link. You don't have to go too crazy about it. And then you're going to need to give us your name and mailing address. It's best if you could do it there, but if you just want to give us your name and say, hey, if I win the contest, email me for the mailing address, I'm cool with that too. So don't worry about it. Now, who's going to win? We're going to pick 5 winners. The first person to email, the first email received is going to win. The second email received is going to win. The 8th email received is going to win. The 10th and the 18th. The contest is going to close on April 20th, and you are going to get a copy of Casino Craps for the winner, delivered to you by everyone's favorite company, Amazon. And it's just going to be shipped directly to you at the address you give me. And that's the story. And this is a book I think I would like to talk about on a future episode. There are a couple other craps books that are out of print. I know we've talked about some Baccarat books before. So that is the contest. And then I had a couple of pictures I wanted to share for you from my return flight in Finnair business class. And the first one is a little bit of the vibe of the meal service. I actually got the pasta, but the second meal was, can you guess what the second meal on the flight was, Movestro?
Donner? Prancer?
Exactly. And then, I don't know. I think the logo might be covering it up. I was going to say, can you guess the movie I was watching? But you're not going to be able to see that, I think.
Well, I covered up that part of the screen on purpose because of YouTube.
Okay. Because it looks slightly pornographic, but it was played on an airplane.
Ever so slightly, yes.
We'll talk about that next time. And then the last
naked couple engaged in coitus. Yeah, it kind of looks a little pornographic. Just a bit.
And then the other picture after the one that was slightly pornographic that was being shown on an airplane. Okay. I mean, so it's not that, it's soft porn. Okay. And then the other picture there was the most kick-ass iced espresso. And Finnair did a great job. Look at that glassware. Look at that iced espresso. Look at the foam and the froth on that. So that's everything for today. We're going to talk about more about Finnair. We want to know what you want. Maybe in the comments, tell us if you want to be talking about this craps book, if you want to be talking about Finnair, if you want to talk about Finland, if you want to talk more about Baccarat, or anything you want to know, because it's season 3 and we love to have ideas of what to talk about. But of course, we have a lot of ideas ourselves. And then I will leave you with the one thing that we're hoping will happen, and that is that American Airlines will be the money. So we hope American Airlines will show me the money. And that's it. Anything on your mind, Malvestro, or we covered it all?
We covered it all, man. I don't think there's anything else on my mind.
Ooh, no, plug your articles. Malvestro, remember, Malvestro is editor-in-chief of Travelzork, which is a very prestigious position.
Yeah, and, what did I put today? Today, it was an article about speakeasies in Las Vegas. Why do they even exist when alcohol is no longer prohibited? Fun article, and also points to various speakeasies that if anyone wants to visit, they can, with links to those websites as well.
You know what? I don't know the answer to that. So I'm actually looking forward to reading that article. Movestro has been like a publishing machine over the last week. Just as a reminder to people, we have travelzork.com. That's more of your like casino Vegas experience website. And then for travel related things and also for travel requests, we have travelzork.travel. And that's it. That's all I got for you today.
Alrighty, well, that's going to do it for this episode. Luxury travel booking, travelzork.travel. Visit us at travelzork.travel to plan your next amazing vacation. And be sure to join the conversation on social media. You can find us easily. All social platforms are at Travelzork. We'll see you next time.